Turning now to some news from the world of sports, and having traveled the previous night from Detroit to play a team that they hadn't beaten in 3 years, the Boston Bruins fell behind and fell short once again, another loss to the Washington Capitals, a 5-3 defeat at TD Garden. The Bruins trailed 4-1 midway through the third period thanks to two goals in the frame by Alex Chazen, one of them shorthanded. And the only real highlights for the Bruins were two goals by Patrice Bergeron, who scored career goal number 256, and that moves him past a pretty good player, a guy known as number 4, Bobby Orr, the greatest hockey player who ever lived. Anyway, Bergeron moves past him on the Bruins' all-time goals list. He's played much longer than Orr's career, which was cut short by knee injuries. Anton Khudobin started in net for Boston, giving Tuukka Rask a rest, and he made 34 saves but did take the loss. The Capitals just have the Bruins' number. They have now won 11 straight games against Boston, dating back to 2014. The Montreal Canadiens had better success last night, nipping the New Jersey Devils 2-1 in overtime, when Charles Hudon sent a beautiful pass to a wide-open Tomas Plekanec. Alone in the slot, he beat Corey Schneider for the game-winner in OT. Hudon carried the puck into the New Jersey zone on the play but got pinned along the boards by the New Jersey defense. Yet he was able to poke the puck free with one hand on his stick and then flicked a saucer pass to the breaking Plekanec into the high slot, and that sent the Bell Center crowd home happy while snapping Montreal's three-game losing skid. The Minnesota Wild have won 4 straight games, and last night's 2-0 shutout win over the Toronto Maple Leafs had to feel good for Wild goalie Alex Stalock, who was jettisoned from the Leafs and their roster just a couple of years ago. Stalock made 28 saves to get the goose egg, his first in 3 seasons, and the Wild got goals from Tyler Ennis and Michael Granlund to back him up. The Philadelphia Flyers are still flying high. They are now winners of 5 in a row after a 2-1 win over the Buffalo Sabres last night on a game winner by Valtteri Filppula. I always have trouble saying that name. Filppula, that's right. Valtteri Filppula. Very good player. I should be able to say his name better. And moving on to the NFL, I am more convinced than ever that Thursday night football is a bad thing. But the NFL couldn't care less what I think, especially if they won't listen to one of their own star quarterbacks who just happens to agree. Drew Brees of the New Orleans Saints spoke out last week about how squeezing in a Thursday night game puts player health at risk due to the short turnaround time from Sunday. And last night in Indianapolis, another player was forced out with injury. It was Denver's starting quarterback Trevor Siemian, who was forced to leave after going down with a shoulder injury in the first quarter. The Broncos still rallied for a 25-13 win, though, over the Colts, as backup Brock Osweiler came in and threw for one touchdown. He rushed for another to give Denver its second straight win after an ugly 8-game losing skid. Neither team, though, will be playoff bound. The Broncos are just 5-9 on the year. The Colts are playing out the string at 3-11. Locally, the Johnson State women's basketball team was looking for its first win of the season, and they got it while also rewriting the school's record books. The Badgers scored a 61-53 win last night over Green Mountain College, and Jocelyn Pellerin poured in 29 points, most of those from behind the arc shooting. The Keene, New Hampshire native made 8 three-pointers, setting a Johnson State record for most three-pointers in a single women's game. So the Badgers get that elusive first win of the season against 7 losses. That is the same record that Green Mountain College is now sporting as well.